If we can learn what it means to really love ourselves, then we can learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. If we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family, this is my prayer for humanity. If we respect our women and protect our girls, that they feel safe in every corner of the world, that we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family, this is my prayer for humanity. That every man will be a father to someone by loving every boy as if it were his only son. If we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family, this is my prayer. This is my prayer for humanity. We know nobody really wins the war, and that even knows what powers are really for. If we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. This is our prayer. This is our prayer for humanity. Every man, woman, boy, and girl will hear these words all across the world. And every man, woman, boy, and girl will hear these words all across the world. And every man, woman, boy, and girl will hear these words all across the world. This is my prayer. This is my prayer for humanity.
Thank you, band. Good morning, everybody. I don't know about you, I'm feeling sassy today. I feel like that extra hour is like 8 hours. I just feel full of energy, hoping you guys are feeling the same way. Welcome to Sunday morning. My name is Nancy Merritt. I am honored to serve on your board of trustees. Welcome to everybody here in the sanctuary and to everybody who's online. As you know, our Sunday service is at 10, and you can watch our on-demand our services anytime on YouTube or at our website. So before I go into the announcements, who has a bulletin? Everybody. Yay. So I have just a little suggestion today. Normally, we recycle these at the end, and we will if you want to drop yours in the basket. But a thought after I go through these is take this home with you. Take a look at it and see what calls to you during the week. You know, there are things in here, all the details that I'm going to go over are in here, but sometimes we hear it on Sunday morning and we drop it. Take it home with you, recycle it from there after you've had a chance to take a look and see what might call to you and what's coming up. So let me cover what's coming up in the next month and so you can get a heads up on what might call to you. Reverend Tony this evening is doing a weekly meditation in the meditation room from 5 to 5:45 to hold the vision of peace for our world. You can join her there if you're able to be present in person. Otherwise, you can join via Zoom, and the details on how to do that are out in the garden court. Also, the holiday giving tree is up. Do you believe it? It is that time. And you are invited to bring in new unwrapped gifts that will be donated to PRISM. holiday toy shop, and that's where parents can go and shop for their children. So the gift ideas are on the tree. Grab a card and feel free to bring that into the church for those kids. Our monthly healing and wellness service is Tuesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. The service begins and ends with the sounds of the singing bowl, and it's followed by a meditation and a series of four 10-minute healing sessions that you're able to participate in. Experience the presence and the heartfelt connection to the divine in the sacred space that's created. If you're experiencing grief, you can join being present with the grief circle on November 20th, that's Monday, November 20th at 7 p.m. in the meditation room. An important announcement this month, too, is our usual Thanks Living service and simple supper that we normally have on Thanksgiving Eve is going to be replaced with a communion service on Sunday, November 26th, followed by a simple lunch. So we're going to switch it to that Sunday. So feel free to bring a soup that Sunday, and we'll provide the rest. Wendy Brown Baez leads the Practice of Delight, a three-week series affirming that whatever is happening in the world, there is beauty and grace in and around us. And this starts Wednesday, November 29th. And then finally, Reverend Pat's Advent class, and I love this, Younger Next Christmas, begins Thursday, November 30th, and it's using Deepak Chopra's book, Grow Younger and Live Longer, 10 Steps to Reverse Aging. Join him and special guests in this four-week series. Again, that's Thursday, November 30th, that starts. And speaking of Reverend Pat, if you could hold him in prayer, he's at a spiritual retreat this weekend, and I know we'll send him our love, and he will join us again next weekend. And now if you can please join Reverend Kevin in our opening prayer.
Please join me in prayer. I just invite you to take a deep breath and just allow your body, mind, and spirit just to arrive into right now, giving yourself the gift of this time, the gift of being present to this moment. And we begin our service with a sense of gratitude for the gift of life, gratitude for the gift of this day, gratitude for this spiritual community and our companions that are walking this path with us. We breathe in love, and we know and we affirm that love is the great harmonizer and healer. We affirm peace within, and we see the peace within moving out into our world as waves of peace and compassion. We especially envision the people of the Middle East surrounded in peace and compassion, protected from violence and war. We see their hearts and minds comforted in fear, anger, and uncertainty. We hold those who are in pain, grieving, displaced. We hold them in comfort and peace. We see them healed and guided as to what is next. And sweet spirit, we especially wrap the children, the elders, and those most vulnerable in protective love and light. We now claim that the leaders and all people of the entire world remember the truth of our oneness. We see all of us guided in the ways of peace with wisdom and empathy. We allow our Christ nature to extend love and compassion to all beings, including those who seem to have no compassion. We join with all people around the world, lifting our hearts, lifting our consciousness. We remember that even in the darkness, the light and love of God is ever present, awaiting our recognition. We claim and we affirm peace for the Middle East and our planet everywhere. And we surrender to divine order, knowing fully that peace and love will ultimately prevail. And so we say, amen. And so it is. Please stand as you choose for our opening song, Amazing Things.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings. And with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is found in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams. You will do amazing things. Just enjoy what this day brings. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. Stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes and take a breath and smile. Amen. Just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes and take a breath and smile.
Do it.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but that felt good. Thanks, Lori, for just keeping us moving. You and Reg, wonderful. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do you see it outside? It's actually warm. And it's beautiful in here, and the energy is amazing. And I want to welcome all of us who are here and all of those coming through live stream. We're so glad you joined us. We feel your energy, and we hope you feel ours. Wow, I'm just so almost at a loss for words right now. It's like, that was so cool. It's so good to have all of you here as we begin this time. And it's always good to have visitors with us. And I'm hopeful that we have visitors today. For those of you visiting online, check out the card there, because we always want to recognize you. And for those of you here in the sanctuary, if you are visiting with us today, please raise your hand. There's one. Let's see, there's another one. I see several. Okay, keep your hands up, please. While our ushers come, they have for you a rose and a packet. And the rose is from the congregation, and we'd like to give you that rose so that we then can see after, recognize you after the service and come up and welcome you on a personal level. The packet that you have and the information for those online is about us. It's about unity. It's about who we are and what we do. And there's information in there for you on that. There's also a card. And if you would fill that out and give it to one of our ushers or take it into the bookstore, we'll have a small gift for you. We're so glad you're here. Unity is a welcoming community. It's an inclusive community. It's a fun community, too. But every Sunday, whoever stands here, whether it's Reverend Kevin or whether it's Reverend Pat or me or one of our LUTs, what is it that we always say? Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. And we do believe that. Yes, we do. Now, this is the first Sunday in November. What is first Sunday? Name tag. Yes, it's the name tag Sunday. But it's also the time when we honor anniversaries and birthdays in the month of November this time. So I'm going to ask those of you who have anniversaries or birthdays in the month of November, please stand. Please stand so we can honor you. Let's see who it is. All right. Now, stay standing for just a moment. As you know, we have our 12 powers. And each month, we identify the power for the month and the disciple and the color and the location in the physical and an affirmation. This month, the power or the faculty is elimination, renunciation, release. The disciple is Thaddeus. He's one of the lesser known ones. He was a replacement. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But anyway, he's not as well known. Thaddeus. His color is russet. And if you don't know what russet is, see me later. The location is in the abdominal region. And the ability is the ability to release, remove, denounce, deny, and let go. And the affirmation, I release anything and everything that no longer serves my unfolding good. Can we say that together? You got that one? I release anything and everything that no longer serves my unfolding good. Amen. God bless you and anyone on the live stream as well. So thank you. Let's give them another round of applause. We're so grateful. And now I'd like for us to say together our mission statement. It's in your order of service. This is that thing that we hold on to that guides us in what we do here in this community. We start with our values, our vision, and our mission statement. So let us say that together, please. We are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. So appropriately, now I'm going to ask Reverend Kevin if he would join me here because we have a special installation today as part of our mission. You're on.
Thank you. So
So if you've been around Unity more than 60 seconds, it's likely that you know that prayer is the foundation of our movement and prayer is the foundation of this spiritual community. Have you heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I often will say that prayer is the sometimes silent yet powerful engine that drives everything that we do around here in this community. And so last weekend, our prayer chaplains did their annual retreat where they went away for some training as well as bonding and time in the woods and being connected with each other. And we've had a number of prayer chaplains returning and some new ones joining that have said yes. So it's my privilege and my honor to install this next year of chaplains. So I'm going to invite you to come to the platform.
Let's see, how do we do this?
All of these individuals have said yes. And they hold the high watch for us always.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that? Perfect. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah is asked by God, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Isaiah responds, "Here I am. Send me." Today we gather to celebrate and recognize each of you, for you have said, "Here I am. Send me." Heeding to the call of chaplaincy means that you have committed to participating in ongoing training. In addition, you've committed to demonstrate your commitment to Unity principles, lovingly listen, and hold sacred the confidences shared with you. Hold the spiritual high watch for each person and a space of possibilities. You've agreed to be on duty for services and doing a minimum of 8 hours chaplain service a month. Be part of reaching out to our congregants with monthly wellness check-ins. Be timely with your monthly reports. Be present for ongoing monthly training meetings and to communicate with the ministerial team when necessary.
In the awareness of the activity of spirit, which has led you to this moment of commitment, I invite you to enter your heart space, and if your heart says yes, I ask that you respond with the words, "I am," to these questions. Are you willing to accept this commitment and dedication?
I am.
Are you willing to do your best to remember your oneness with God and stay God-centered? Are you willing to do your best to stay prayed up?
I am.
Are you willing to support the other members of the chaplain team?
I am.
I'd like to quote from Myrtle Fillmore's Healing Letters. As you learn to see the fullness of God's life and love and power and substance in others, you will know that you need not pour out your own for them. You will have the knowledge and the light to call their attention to what they have and to promote them to use it.
We thank God for each and every one of you, your time, your energy, and your dedication. We thank you for the many, many visible and invisible ripplings of blessings, which will be the result of your loving service. You are indeed an incredible gift to this ministry. Know that. On behalf of the entire Unity Minneapolis community and this entire Unity movement, thank you, prayer chaplains. I hereby install you as Unity prayer chaplains for 2023-24. I invite you to stand and recognize our chaplains, and we will sing to them.
Sea and sky, I have heard my people cry dwell in loneliness, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, where you pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will heal their hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Satisfied, I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, where
we now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via a website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. And then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another additional 30 days. The word for today is transitions. I flow with life's changes. Looking at my image in a mirror, I see myself at times with my changing. I may see the grinning child who lost the tooth for the first time, or the proud student on graduation day. perhaps. I recall my ambitions as I embarked on my career. Maybe I feel a tinge of sadness, revisiting the pain of the loss I felt during my most difficult transitions. As I have grown spiritually, I have learned to flow with life's transitions. I know that even during the most challenging changes, God remains a constant presence. I will always be divinely protected and one in God with the people I have loved. Moving willingly and gratefully through my transitions deepens and strengthens my awareness of God and myself as a divine being. And scripture tells us, my dear friends, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. As in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the word for today is transitions.
Please join me in a time of peaceful reflection. Close your eyes, take a few deep, calming breaths. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Take a moment to scan your body and release any physical tension. Let your muscles relax and settle into a comfortable posture. Shift your focus to your breath. Just observe the natural rhythm of your breath as you inhale and exhale. Allow your breath to be slow, deep, and effortless. Feel yourself moving into your heart space. Peace, be still. Find the stillness within. Find the stillness within. Now imagine a place that represents peace for you. It could be a serene beach, a tranquil forest, or simply a feeling of calmness as you relax on a beautiful autumn day. Visualize or feel this sense of peace at the center of your being. As you inhale, imagine you are breathing in pure, radiant peace. Feel that peace washing over your being. Visualize this peace as a bright, soothing light entering your body with each inhale. As you exhale, visualize releasing any stress, tension, or negativity from your body and mind. Imagine these feelings leaving your body just as the leaves gently release their hold on the trees, gently surrendering. Let this peaceful light within you grow brighter and more expansive Feel it filling your entire body from head to toe. As the sense of peace within you intensifies, envision it expanding beyond your body. Imagine it enveloping your surroundings, your loved ones, your community, and eventually our entire world. Silently affirm, I am peace. I am peace. Let these words resonate within you as you continue to breathe. Recognize the interconnectedness of all beings in their desire for peace and well-being. Feel a sense of unity and oneness with others. I invite you to stay in this state of peace and this feeling of oneness for a few moments. Peace, be still. Peace. 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 I invite you to return to this time and place, taking a few deep breaths as you return, bringing your awareness back to this present moment. We know that peace begins within. As you move on with your day, carry this sense of peace with you. Whenever you feel anything but peace, take a moment to recall these feelings of peace within you and simply affirm, peace be still. I am peace. And see that peace rippling out and surrounding our planet. Peace. Peace. Peace.
I was a prisoner, lost inside myself, with the world surrounding me. Free. 'cause you gave me a breath of life. You unclouded my eyes with your sweet serenity. Lighting a ray of hope for me, and now I am free to live, free to laugh, free to soar, free to shine, free to give, free to love, free enough to fly.
That's Lori Dockin.
Free to live, free to laugh, free to soar, free to shine, free to give, free to love, free enough to fly.
Nope, not going to preach today. See you later. Woo! Dang, nabbit. Wow. I honestly, you know, I'm like, okay, all right. Not bad, kiddos. Not bad. Oh, I love this place. I truly do love this place. And its people and the energy and the music and those coming in. We see, I had been told yesterday that since we had a time change, I had an extra hour to preach. I now have 15 minutes. and I have this whole notebook full of stuff to tell you guys. Oh, well. This week, we are covering the last of the 10 skills that we've been looking at in our book, Trusting Change. There is that process in the threshold. And it's been interesting to me how I've sort of gotten that confused every now and again. I keep thinking, well, letting go is before we get to the threshold, and not yet is after we get through the threshold. But it's not the case, guys. All of that is in the threshold. Yeah. It's all in the threshold. We go through, as we are standing there, having gone through that, we're looking back from the threshold and working with that. Learning to let go, learning to grieve, learning to take those steps that we need to come back into center and balance, and then begin to then, in that pause, just get used to that. Get comfortable with the fact that that isn't anymore, and we don't know what's up there, but being in it, in the moment, and knowing that we are free in this moment. And then we get to start looking ahead. We look at what's not there. It was interesting this week, Reverend Pat and I were talking, and we each had several people comment on the fact that these last couple of chapters didn't seem to be as rich as the first ones. Did anyone else have that sense that these last several chapters just weren't quite that rich? And I thought, I wonder what that's about. Did I feel that? So I started looking at it again. And I realized that the first part of this process, we were within a framework, a construct, the overculture, our own lives that we knew. Now, yeah, even the unconscious stuff, but we knew that there was an unconscious stuff. And we knew we had shadows that we had to look at. And we'd been taught all our lives how to, well, no, not all our lives, but recently we've been talking about how we look at shadow and what we do with that. And we've been talking about things that we understood at some level, right? Yeah, I had a construct. I knew the rules. I may not have liked them, and I may have chosen to just disregard them, but I knew them. And I knew sort of if I took action what the result might be. And then as I stand in the moment, in that pause of trying to get centered, I know how to get centered. Thank you, Reverend Kevin, for bringing us into a centering space. Our prayer chaplains do that. We do that in meditation. And then these last several chapters have asked us to look at some place we have never been. We don't know what it looks like unless we can bring constructs from behind and superimpose them on the new. And that's not exactly what that's about. It's about changing, trusting that whatever is in front of us, we will learn the rules, we'll create it in our own way, and that it will move to good. because God is our source, and good is that. So when it doesn't feel rich, it's because we don't have a reference point yet, other than our own self. And if we don't have self-acceptance, we may be wobbling a little. If we don't believe that we are a unique manifestation of God and that we can connect in to that divine nature to make our choices, and that the choices we make, while some of them may not work out exactly like we planned, we get up and we do it again because we learned from that one. So maybe that's why these last chapters have felt a little mushy, because we don't really have a good construct unless we're taking the construct that we've always had and moving it into the not yet. And what are we going to get when we do the same thing over and over and again, expecting to change? The same thing we've always gotten. So that one put me in a different place around these last couple of chapters, because it allowed me to say, what am I afraid of that I don't want to open up? And what tools can I use? And I think these last two skills are very, very important for us. The first one is imagination. Where have we heard that word before? It's interesting, though, in Karen's book, she talks about imagination as that ability to create, to see, but not quite in the same way we do in unity. How do we use it in unity? Our imagination, our faculty of imagination, is our ability to form, to create, to bring into form, co-creating, yes, with the power that surrounds us, but ours is the mind that brings it into form. And so what we think, how we feel, the actions we take create our what thoughts held in mind? Create in the outer after their kind. Imagination is that powerful tool, and we use it all the time without knowing it. But this step is asking us to look at imagination into a place that we don't have references for, and be wildly creative, change our stories. We are stories. You realize that, don't you? Our day-to-day is a story we've been telling ourselves. And for some of us, that story has been the same story for 70-some-odd years. We haven't made the change in the story. Even when the world around us might be changing, we're going to stick to our story, by gum. And yet we do change our stories. And the important thing about creating the story is to make sure that we connect in with everybody else who's making stories. And so we come together here and we tell stories to each other, and we see where our stories relate and overlap and where they disagree. And we allow that that is. But when we're talking about stepping into the not yet, we really have to see it differently. We have to be able to tell a story that is so wild. Now I'm going to read something, if I can find it immediately. This comes from, let's see if I can get to this real quick. This comes out of a book that was written by Rebecca Solnit. It's entitled A Paradise Built in Hell, when she was studying how we react to crises as a people. And this is what she wrote about the possible story. Sometimes it comes out of a crisis, but it goes away. What if we told this story forever and held it? Imagine a society where money plays little or no role, where people rescue each other and then care for each other, where food is given away, where life is mostly out of doors in public, not in Minnesota, where the old divides between people seem to have fallen away, and the fate that faces them, no matter how grim, is far less so for being shared, where much that was once considered impossible, both good and bad, is now possible or present, and where the moment is so pressing that old complaints and worries fall away, where people feel important, purposeful, at the center of the world. A story. How many of you think that that really, down where you know how to grow fingernails, that's possible? I'm seeing a couple of hands. What about the rest of you? You see, we push back against a story that we don't believe is possible because of all the stuff that we've accumulated. What if we all could really believe that story? Boy, I'm going to have to cut this one short. This could go on a while, guys. I could take that hour. let's see what we can get in here. So there's that first piece. The first tool is to use the faculty that we have of imaging, of imagination. And that's not about letting go of reality, because you need to have that imaging reflecting what is and what is not yet. Okay? So we can't just let go of reality, but we don't let it be the driver, because it might have some interesting ideas as well. So that's one. Number two is something, a skill that she calls kiting. You know, when spiders want to leap, they open up their stomach, they bare their abdomen, and they shoot out multiple silver threads. And if they shoot it out and it gets caught up, because they usually come together in sort of a parachute, it can carry them a ways. But then it connects and they land. They don't quite know where they're going, but they land. It goes into our other than conscious, brings out the real us, and trust that. And then we have to take that same thing out into our world, because we've identified people and places and ideas as ugly frogs. What if we kissed it? What if we kissed it and it became a beautiful, talented, truth-filled, whatever. So this idea of spreading out our trust, widening it, requires that first we accept ourselves. We see us as that unique manifestation of God, powerful in nature, loving in heart. And then we go back and we look at those things around us, the other, and we recognize that the other is just another unique manifestation of God who somehow hasn't been kissed and still sees the frog, perhaps. It's important for us to use some words like, well, maybe, when we're looking out in the not yet, maybe if I... What if I could, or we could, okay? What if, or maybe? I haven't tried that yet. These are words that help us to open our perspective on possibilities. the possibilities. Forget the probabilities right now. Forget the probability. What is the possibility? What is the possibility of us creating a new structure, a new concept, a new construct, much as was described in that one that I just read? What if? As God is our source, all things are possible. We are the imagers. We are the ones that make it happen. And we have to be willing to trust. The image that comes to my mind, somebody else brought this up this week, you know, in the Indiana Jones and the Search for the Holy Grail movie, when he's standing in that edge there, and the grail's over there, and his dad's back here saying, trust it, son, have faith, you got this. And he's looking down at this chasm in front of him and going, And then all of a sudden, what does he do? He steps out. Now, we have often forget that in the years before he had to step out, he'd been studying, searching, listening to his father, finding things that would help him know that he had the answer. And then he could step out because he trusted. He trusted. Even though things around him were crazy and moving, he knew. So these last chapters for me have been much richer than I had initially thought. Because these are the chapters that challenge us to go where no man, woman has ever gone before. This is where we have to think, feel, get in touch with the broader picture, and then make the step. And each step will require that much more trust and that much more imagination. And without it, we're just circling back to what we've known. We're just going back to what we've known before. That's not bad, as long as we're not stuck there. And each time we go back, we learn, oh, wait, I can go a little further. But it's part of that trust and seeing, opening our imagination, our faculty to image. I couldn't decide how I was going to close this. I had a poem I was going to read, lovely. In fact, I think Karen started us with it. Lovely poem, it's in the book. I recommend you read it. But she also tells the story about a congregation member who came up to her and said, ask her, how in the world are you going to manage this major, major chaos that we have going on as a part of our change? Sound familiar? How are we going to manage this massive change? And she said, well, it's going to be a wild ride. And the congregant looked at her with a wide smile and said, yeah, but without the wild ride, how would we get the whee? It's going to be a wild ride. But we got to get to whee this week. Keep it open, trust, and use that imaging faculty and see where we're going.
Ready? Yeah.
be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, as soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on the beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something's good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. I need a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Imagination, you got it coming, because Rachel just told us something's coming. Thank you, Rachel, Laurie, and crew. Yes. Whew. We are blessed here, are we not? We are so blessed. And it's time for us now to share in the blessings. Part of this process is that giving and receiving. We receive, and then we give back to where we receive. This community is a powerful community that gives so much. Our prayer chaplains give of themselves, supporting us and helping us to understand what we have to give. Our musicians, our other ministers, our AV, our ASL, our camera, our ushers, we give. And then we give of our time, and now I'm asking you to give of your treasure. To give back to Unity so that we can then take that treasure and invest it again into programs within the ministry and things outside, supporting our community and our world. There are many ways that you can give. Here, there's going to be an offering basket. I'm going to ask the ushers to come on down because they'll have an offering basket they'll pass. There's a QR code in the pew in front of you. There's a way online that you can go to our website and donate there. Venmo, PayPal, check in the mail. Cash is, you know how we don't talk about that much, but cash is always accepted. But whatever it is, I ask you to give it with intention. With intention and with blessing. Blessing it to multiply it. And as we multiply it, we are multiplied. So let us say together our offering blessing. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And so it is.
We take a moment, and we bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that have been received electronically and beyond. And we send them forth in service of our vision and mission of a transformed world, transforming the world one person at a time by love, peace, and compassion. And so it is. Amen. Inviting our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. I couldn't wait to do that. Thank you for saying yes. And so just know that we have prayer chaplains that are on service and will be around after services if you wish to hold space with them. It'll be a blessing for you as well as for them. Also, if you're streaming with us, there's instructions if you wish prayer, and just feel free to reach out. And so let's stand and say our, kids, come on. Rev Tony, come on down.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God. You are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
Thank you, everyone. We had a great time in youth and family. We did a nature walk, and Unitines talked about cause and effect, I believe. And I have some exciting news. Youth and Family gets to do the Christmas Eve morning service, and we have an exciting morning plan, but we need the help of young people. And so if your family would like to participate, Greg Peterson is going to be leading this, and he's in the garden court. Yeah, so find Greg in the garden court if you'd like to learn more. Thanks, everyone.
Let's appreciate our adult volunteers.
Yeah.
What he said. Let's know together our prayer for protection and then our peace song. And as we sing our peace song, really take that on as a prayer. Just wrap that peace around our globe. So many places in our world right now hurting and in desperate need of that peace. So just take it to heart. See it around the world. So let's do with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
Now there is peace on earth. Has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun.
Everybody up now. Ooh, 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 this is gonna be the best day ever.